to today's episode of Inside Bayou Podcasts, and I'm glad to be sharing what I want to share today with everyone. So yeah, God bless you for making an effort to listen to today's episode. Today I'll be sharing on four things I have learned about prayer this year. And already the year, we've had 6 months, the 7th month. So yeah, on today's episode I'll be sharing about four things I've learned about prayer from my experiences and from scripture so far this year. So stay tuned. So we'll all agree that prayer is an important component in the life of every believer and of every Christian. The Bible says that our bodies are the temple of God, and you see that his house or his temple will be a house of prayer, and there's no substitute for prayer. We cannot exchange prayer anything with prayer. We cannot trade prayer for anything. As important as Bible study is, it cannot replace prayer. And as important as prayer is, it cannot replace Bible study. But today our focus is mainly on prayer. And prayer is very, very important. Like, it's a must. Prayer is a must in the life of every believer. And a Christian who is not praying is missing a lot. Like a human being who is not eating or something. Prayer is very important. So if you are listening to this podcast and you don't like praying, I pray that you receive grace to fall in love with prayer in Jesus' name. So in today's episode, as I shared earlier in the introduction, I'll be speaking about four things I have learned about prayer this year. And these are things I've learned mainly from scripture and from practical experiences. So I'll do my best to make it as brief as possible. So the first thing I've learned about prayer from this year is that mostly when we pray, we are not persistent in our prayer. People pray for something once. So I'm sure most everyone listening to this podcast, if not everyone, most people have been praying about certain things, and people want answers to certain questions they have about prayer. And most people are praying for something, and people have unanswered prayers and they are waiting for answers to their prayer. And yeah, it's my prayer that God would answer everyone's prayer. We will receive answers to our prayers quickly. So as I said earlier, the first thing I've learned about prayer so far this year is we not being persistent in prayer. So we've been praying for things. Perhaps you listen to this podcast episode, there's something on your heart you've been praying for, there's something you're asking God for. But one of the things I've learned about prayer is that we are not persistent in our requests, you know, in our prayers. So we pray for something and we want something, and it depends on what exactly we want. There are certain circumstances which require persistent prayer. You get it? Even when it comes to the prayer of faith, which we've learned that when it comes to prayer of faith, we should just maybe confess and ask God for it once and not see it over and over again. We should even be persistent in our thanksgiving. It's not like, okay, yeah, I've asked God for it, but we should still be persistent in our thanksgiving, always giving thanks to God so it fully manifests. That's one thing I've learned. And we not being persistent in prayer generally is something I've learned personally in my prayer. Like, I realized that there are things whereby I prayed for and I was not really persistent, but times whereby I was persistent in my prayer request I received answers to my prayers. So even from the Bible, we can see in Luke chapter 18, there's the parable of the persistent widow, and Jesus shared this parable to encourage us to be persistent in prayer. Possibly there's something in your life you want to change. There's a brother or a sister you are praying for to receive salvation. There are certain situations in our lives which require persistent prayer, and we need to be persistent in prayer. Don't give up. How much we persist in prayer is very, very important. Look at the story of Elijah. Bible says Elijah was a man like us with like passions, but he prayed earnestly. for the rain to fall, he had to pray about 7 different times, and he kept on praying and praying and praying and praying before he actually saw a sign. So sometimes we have to be persistent in prayer. We have to be persistent in prayer. We have to be persistent in putting our request before God. And most importantly, I believe we should be persistent in giving thanks. So when we've placed the request before God and we believe we have received it, we should be persistent in thanking God for it. So we shouldn't give up in prayer. Realize that there was a time Jesus prayed for a blind man. Jesus, he prayed one, the man said he could see, but he could see men in the opposite direction, like upside down, turned upside down rather. And Jesus prayed again. Jesus was showing us the key about persistent prayer. Sometimes maybe you've prayed for something, you've prayed, but what you got was not exactly what you expected. Pray again. Let's be persistent in prayer. The second thing I've learned about prayer is patience. When we pray, we need to be patient as we expect an answer from God. Maybe there's something we've been praying about, even confessing. Mostly we are not patient. Sometimes we are not patient, if not mostly. And we need to be patient. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. So once you get born again and the Holy Spirit comes and lives into you, by nature you have patience in you. Like just like it's the nature of a human being to have arms and to have eyes. It's normal. It's by nature, by virtue of the Holy Spirit residing in you, you have patience in you. We need to exercise that patience. We need to exercise that patience. So, more importantly, in our prayer lives, or when it comes to we praying, we need to exercise patience. So we can see an example even in the story of Lazarus. They came to tell Jesus that Lazarus was dead, but Jesus said, "I'll come." Philip told him he was sick. Then Jesus said, "I'll come." But when Jesus went, he went 3 days later when Lazarus was dead. Now imagine if the people were not patient, and probably, I know they were not burying people then, but they had given up and they had done all the funeral rites and anyway to bury them, just to put them in the grave and everything. You would realize that by the time Jesus had come, when they thought it was late, Jesus was on time. Because Jesus is never late. We always hear that thing that he's always on time. So there are times whereby we pray concerning certain things and we're in a rush. Like we want God, the thing should happen quickly. But one thing I learned, that there are certain things I prayed for in January and I got the answers in June. And it was so interesting. But God knows why he brings the answers in June. He knows why there's, in quotes, a delay, a seeming delay. It looks like a delay, but it's not really a delay. In man's eyes, it's a delay, but in God's plans, it comes at the exact right time it's supposed to come. So when we are praying, instead of us losing hope, we need to be patient. We need to exercise patience. Like, relax. Just know that God has heard your prayers and God will answer. Just relax. Jesus and his disciples were walking and they got to the fig tree. And Jesus kissed the fig tree. But in the beginning, it looked like nothing had happened. But as they were coming back, they realized that the tree was dead. So you've been confessing about your health, you've been praying about your health, about certain situations, but it looks like, oh, it's not working. But it's working. Something is working behind the scenes. Yes. Believe God and be patient. Allow the process to work. Now, the third thing I've learned about prayer is ignorance and unbelief. I try to put them together because they move hand in hand. And I say ignorance because people do not know the word of God. Some people don't know what the word of God says concerning their situation. So there are certain things we are praying about, and the word of God is clear concerning what we should do concerning the thing, but because we don't know what the word of God sees concerning that situation, we are kind of asking God to do something he has already done. So the Bible says in John 14 verse 13 that if you ask anything according to my will, so mostly we are asking things not according to his will but according to our own will. So if we really want to receive see results in our prayers, we should know the will of God, and the way to know the will of God is through the Bible, through the scriptures. So once we are aware of the will, it puts us on better grounds to pray well and to pray effectively. And another one is unbelief. Like, sometimes we just tend to doubt God so much, because I understand when we try, when sometimes we see, we all do it, I do it sometimes, we forget God is God and try to see God as a man. Like, we try to limit God, we literally limit him sometimes with our actions, with our thoughts. When we can ask God for something, we try to even redo it, or we ask him to that, we can get it fast. But there's nothing too big and something nothing too small. I believe that just as God can give you one thing, he can give you $1,000,000, but it's much more of our faith, not his ability. So we need to know the word of God, and we need to exercise faith. The Bible says that if anyone who does not have faith should not think of receiving anything from God, who is not stable. That's James 1:7. So we need to exercise faith so that we can receive answers for our prayers. We shouldn't doubt God. We shouldn't doubt God. Many a times we have personally doubted the ability of God concerning certain things he could do in my life. But when you get to understand that this God we serve, there is nothing too difficult for him, there's nothing too hard for him. Charlie, my brother, my sister, my friend, look, let's not doubt God. God is always, always, always able to do far more exceedingly and abundantly than we can ever think of or ask of. And the last thing I learned about prayer this year is the fourth thing is not being thankful. We not being thankful and our confessions. So we pray about certain things, and when we are waiting for the answer to the prayer, we start complaining, we start making it look like God didn't hear us, and like it is never going to come. Like, our prayer has done beans, like our prayer didn't go anywhere, or it's not going to work. But in our waiting, in our patience, as we pray and we are waiting for an answer, we need to be thankful. I would say that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That's Romans 4:20-21. He was giving glory to God. He had received the word of God concerning the situation, that he was going to be a father. But he did not look at his circumstances, he did not look at his difficulties, but he was giving glory to God. Instead of complaining and worrying and say, hey, will this thing I'm praying for happen? Will I get this money? Will I get this job? Will this person turn around? Will this thing work out? Start giving glory to God for it working out whilst you have not even seen it. That is how the wisdom of God works. That's how God does his things. That's what he has showed us through his word. That's how he works. So we need to give thanks to God. It's not like, it doesn't really logically always make sense, but that is how he works. So there's something you are praying for, and I believe that God wants me to tell you that whatever you are believing him for, start thanking him for it, because he sees us more blessed to believe. Blessed is he who believes without seeing. So start thanking God for it. Then let's not undo our prayers with our confessions. Realize that there was a man in the Bible called Zachariah, and God told him, you are going to have a son. Instead of him to behave like Abraham and be giving glory to God and be happy, he was considering the weakness of his body. He was considering his old age. That's the way for the normal person. But a Christian is not a normal man. A Christian is a new creation. He has the Holy Spirit in him. So we don't talk like the ordinary believer. We don't talk like the ordinary person. We talk what the word of God says. We speak according to God's word. So God has, you are praying to God, you want to start a business, you are praying to God for something, but physically around you, your sight does not, the things you see make it look impossible for you to receive or for what you're even praying for to happen. But don't be like Zachariah. So realize that when Zachariah started complaining, the angel had to strike him, make him dumb, because his words could hinder the move of God in his life. So God had to mute him. So let's not undo our prayers with our words. Let's not look at our circumstances which make it look impossible for God's move in our lives, but let's focus our attention on the word of God and the ability of God. God is able to do. There is nothing too difficult for him. And the more we study his word, and the more his word comes into us, the more faith is imparted into us, and the more we are able to believe him for what he can do. So these four things I believe have blessed you. And the first one is we should be persistent in our prayers. We shouldn't give up when we are praying. And we should also be patient. We should also be patient. And we should know the word of God, and we should have faith in God. And most importantly, also the last thing is we should be thankful always. As we pray and we are waiting for an answer, we should give thanks to God, and we should not be complaining. Because our complaining can undo our prayers, if I should say it that way. So that's what I have to share with everyone today. And God bless you so much for listening to this episode of Inside Bible Podcast. If you are listening to this podcast and you are not born again, you are not sure if you die today, you go to heaven, I just want to say this short prayer with you. And the best decision you can make is to accept Jesus into your life. Let him come and live in you. So the Bible says that if you believe in your heart that Jesus died, and you confess with your mouth that he's Lord, you'll be saved. It's as simple as that. There's no long thing. So let's see this prayer. That, dear Lord, I thank you that you died for my sins. I believe that you died and you resurrected. And I declare that you are Lord over my life, in Jesus' name. So as simple as that prayer is, and we are set to go. So let's encourage each other. Let's stay connected to Jesus and to his word. If you are going through any tough time, I pray for you that the Lord himself will comfort you and will give you strength and will heal you in Jesus' name. So God bless you once again for listening to today's episode. See you next time.